bound for South Australia, 11th to the 17th of December, 1836. The new arrivals were reminded again this week of the dangers of their new home when they learned that not all of the six young men who had tried to walk across Kangaroo Island had been found. Robert Goodger recorded in his diary.
Our first inquiry of those who arrived on board the Emma from Kangaroo Island was of the fate of the six poor fellows who, it will be remembered, landed on the western shore of Kangaroo Island intending to walk across it. Of these, only four have been found. Mr. Nantes and three labourers. Mr. Slater, a surgeon, and Mr. Osborne, a printer, are, it is feared, lost. Mr. Nantes states that after being out 9 days, Osborne was unable to proceed, and that Slater, with his characteristic generosity, said he would stay with him, while the rest of the party pushed on, in the hope of sending relief to the two left behind. 2 days after this, Nantes and his party were found by a fishing boat and were conveyed to the settlement not having tasted food for 4 days. Parties sent in search of Slater and Osborne say they have the tracks of but one person, and as he appears to walk in circles or backwards and forwards, they fear he is out of his mind. This doubtless was Slater. Osborne most probably has perished. At Holdfast Bay, Mary Thomas noted the problems she was having with the insects.
Fleas, flies and mosquitoes were innumerable. One or the other annoyed us incessantly. The flies tormented us to such a degree that when I wrote my letters to England, I was obliged to be constantly fighting with one hand while I wrote with the other. And no sooner had these retired from the contest than in the evening the mosquitoes came in such swarms as sometimes literally to cover the inside of the tent.
She also noted that many of the colonists were having trouble with an eye condition.
About this time, our eyes became infected with ophthalmia, which was then so prevalent that I believe very few of the settlers entirely escaped it. Many of the natives had it, and even the dogs suffered. My son William became totally blind one Sunday while attending divine service in the open air, and was led back to the tent by his brother,